We're joined by David Koch, the chairman of the Port Adelaide Footy Club, announcing a $999,000, $464 surplus today, and he joins us online. Hello, Koshy.
G'day, Sam. I love to have my numbers correct.
So, yeah, you could have just said the round million. I don't think anyone would have come looking. Hey, Koshy, on a more serious note, you're the money man. I am not. It's a net operating surplus of that amount, basically $1 million, but a statutory profit of $28,000. Can you explain to us the difference?
Okay, the difference is that a statutory profit, which is lodged in your accounts with the Securities and Investment Commission, takes off depreciation. When you depreciate assets like buildings and equipment and things like that. Up until this year, we've always just declared a statutory profit because being the coming from the accounting background.
That's the important number, isn't it?
I thought that was the important number. Right. But every other AFL club reports an operating surplus. And we've done it for 4 years, 5 years, and everybody in the media just does the operating surplus. And, of course, the statutory profit underplayed our financial performance compared with all the other clubs. So I thought, oh, well, if you can't beat them, join them. most listed companies do the statutory profit.
Okay, so bottom line is that it's the million, you take off depreciation and non-cash items and things like that,
and
you
that's right.
arrive at 27,000. Either way, it's a good figure because it's a third plus consecutive profit recorded for your footy club, which is great. And a big reason to that, Koshy, is your push into China and that continues this year?
It continues this year on May 19. Last year, our revenue, sort of sales for the club were up 10%. Now, the average for the AFL over the last 3 or 4 years has been between 2 and 3%. Now, most of that, virtually all of that increase in revenue came from China. Now, I should preface that, being totally transparent, is that our costs were a lot higher too because of China as well. It's a very expensive operation to put on that China game. And particularly in the first year, we had to put a lot of investment into China to get it up and going, which we will be able to fine-tune from this year and going forward. So the China game sort of produced a small loss for us, a tiny loss, which I'm pretty happy with because the investment sets us up for the next 3, 5, 7 years that we're going to be up there. And the potential and the contacts we've made and our Chinese commercial partners that have joined the club really are encouraging for us going forward, that this is will be a strong new revenue stream for the club. That means, and of course the bottom line for all of this, is to make sure our football department is fully funded, both Softcat and also the TPP, and that's what it's all about.
Revenue aside, Koshy, have you sorted out Jumpergate Mark II? Who's going to be wearing what colour in China?
Really hasn't come up in discussion at the moment.
I find that hard to believe. I find that hasn't come up between discussions of you and Tony Cochran.
Really hasn't. Well, I haven't spoken to Tony for a long time. So, look, they can do what they want to do, will do. The reason they're in China this year is because they don't have a home ground until the end of May because of Commonwealth Games, and we're very happy to help out the AFL in us having their traditional home game with us in Shanghai. And from next year, we would hope that it would be a Victorian club that will be coming to China with us.
Right, so you think this will be the last year that you play the Gold Coast Suns in China?
Yeah. And that was always the intention, that if we take a partner, when we take a partner club up to China, if we can do sort of have some consistency so they can leverage our contacts up there and build, help them build a commercial base, that's good for everyone. It's good for us as a club. It's good for the club that we play up there. It's good for the AFL.
Who would you like the Victorian club to be?
We've got a few that have expressed interest. I don't only have Victoria, but other states as well. So
Collingwood's a nice big club.
It is a big club, but you know, they've got to have a spare home game for us to actually take up there. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for the AFL and for all of us, for all AFL clubs. If we can use AFL as a bridge between the two cultures and use diplomacy for political and trade reasons, the sport as a whole will benefit from it.
Koshy, let's move on from China and come back home for a moment. You were, and you've never dodged away from being pretty, outspoken, I guess, last year about, you know, the need for this team to improve. You've gone away and your football department's recruited three very, very talented footballers in Tom Rockliffe, Jack Watts and Stephen Motlop. Is this 2018 team capable of winning finals and potentially going further?
Look, I've always said, and I haven't shirked away from it, that I consider a pass mark for a season as making finals. Our ambition is that we make finals consistently year in, year out, and it hasn't changed this year. You shouldn't be in the game if your first aim isn't to make finals. And then once you make finals, you're in with a chance and you give it your best shot. But so I'm not in this job to, finish at the bottom of the ladder and not make finals. And I think at this time of the year, end of January, there are 18 club presidents and chairmen who are all pretty confident for the year ahead. Ask us in June and July, and then you'll probably get a more realistic answer.
I'm sure we will. Koshy, what's your relationship like? Well, you know, it's strong, but how has it changed with the coach, Ken Hinckley? Because we all know what happened last year. We don't need to be reminded of it. But I gather that one of the things that he wanted was a bit more space, for want of a better term. Is that true? And have you had
No, look, we've always had a strong relationship. We're in a competitive job. I'm not married to Ken. He's not married to me. Like the media. Like your job on radio or in print media, it's a competitive market. And while you work and get on really well with your colleagues, there can be times when the relationship is a bit tense. It happens at home with your partner as well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say Port Adelaide's like Disneyland. It's not. There isn't a magic castle there, a magic kingdom. We're highly competitive. We're tough on each other. We expect things from each other, and we have robust conversations. And I think that's a really healthy relationship. The one thing that we are absolutely committed to is the success of the Port Adelaide Football Club and getting the best out of all of us and each other. And I think that's great. Well, Ken and I have a terrific relationship and always have, but like every relationship, you know, there can be tension and you challenge each other, and that's great.
And you won't shy away from continuing to challenge him if you need to this year?
No, and I hope, and he will challenge me as well.
Yep.
And that's terrific. I want to be challenged. I know, like my ambition, right from the very first press conference when I became chairman of Port Adelaide, the very first press conference was I said, I want to be a world's best practice sporting organisation. And I still do. Why can't you shoot big like that? And we wanted to be an employer of choice in the AFL. We wanted to be a destination club for players, their managers and their parents who looked at our program and said, if we go there, it will improve. It will improve us as a footballer and a human being. And they're really high goals to set. We haven't achieved them, but we've made great progress. And that's an enormous credit to Ken and the entire football operations staff of the club.
Koshy, as we let you go, and we appreciate your time, as always, on SEN, you've proven yourself to be a bit of a visionary when it comes to broadening the game, particularly to different markets. Do you think AFLX will do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm a huge fan of AFLX. I think it will be a massive success. For us to expand the game into China, AFLX will be the way that we do it.
Okay.
because the problem with AFL as a sport outside of Australia is it's really hard to find ovals. There are plenty of rectangular fields, but yep. not many oval sizes, and a shortened version of the game for a new market who hasn't been brought up with the tradition of, you know, 3 hours of a game and huge field, I think it's really important for the game. So for us, it's incredibly important.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it might take off as well. Kosh, you're always so generous with your time. We appreciate it. Well done on another, well, third consecutive operating profit, and good luck to Port Adelaide this year.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. David Kosh there, the chairman of Port Adelaide, always fantastic with his time.